The first question I ask everybody is, what drew you to run for the school board? It's not generally a glamorous job.
There's been some headlines in the media, and there's also been some resignations in the school board. I've been an active member of the community, an active member of the school district the majority of my life. I've always been one of those people that if you complain about something and you're not willing to step in and help out and do something about it, you're just whining. And so I find this as an opportunity for me to step in, improve my children's, the rest of their education, improve the community as best as I can and put in my effort.
You have graduated from Becker. Your kids are currently going through the school. In your opinion, what does Becker do really well?
When I entered Becker years ago, way back in the 90s, it was I transferred from a different school district, and I was impressed. It seemed like the students were far ahead of where I was at, and it took a little catching up for me. I've heard that those same comments from others in the past that have transferred school districts, and it was very healing and optimal school. At one point, they had to close an open enrollment because there was so much interest in joining the school and more than the facilities can provide. I remember that level of excellence and that level of excitement of being part of this school district. We're on the boundaries of three different school districts here where we live in the Palmer Township. And I'm very, very proud to have my kids attend Becker out of other alternate options. And I just, I really want to try to bring that level of excellence back into the Becker School District that I feel the optics have been kind of persuading the community's thoughts of the school district in a different direction.
The disagreements that happened back in April and then again in June, was that what decided that you were going to run for school board, or do you see any other challenges or dark clouds on the horizon?
Stepping back to the referendum that was voted upon twice this past year, I think I feel like there was some misleading information pushing and motivating people to think or to vote a certain way without being completely informed. And since that referendum's been approved, I think there hasn't been strong transparency to the community that's, you know, essentially funding. That was the first instance. The second instance was what happened last March, and I'm not against either side of the story or for either side of the story of what happened, but I feel it wasn't handled very well and wasn't handled appropriately. Again, it's the school board's and the school district's job to manage optics. And then more recently, making headlines again, that was due to some very reactive measures that weren't necessarily thought through, or the consequences weren't thought through. Maybe the intent was fine, but the actual execution could have been improved upon. Those are the three main instances that probably most of us are running for school board.
Becker is in a unique position in that of the six seats on the school board, five are up for election in November. Why do you think personally Nathan would be a good fit for one of those seats?
I feel like that I think very logically and don't react emotionally. I think through the consequences with my career and with my role, I've helped develop strategy to solve very complicated problems in a large size business. I deal with a lot of diversity just in my organization alone at work. We did a presentation last week. We have team members from 17 different countries that were born in 17 different countries. We have a very diverse mix and very, you know, diverse cultural backgrounds, very diverse skill sets. And so I think diversity is a big thing on the table that the school district is trying to navigate through. My background, I'm a volunteer for the National Ski Patrol. I've sat on many boards in the past. I volunteer to coach my kids' sports. And I play a very active role in the community and with the school district. I know I'll do a great job. I know I have the proper background to navigate these challenges that we have going forward, to think through those challenges logically, not emotionally, and to be inclusive for all. I also know that there's other candidates, and I know these candidates personally that are running, and there's very strong other candidates that are running as well. I think that we have good things coming in the future in Becker.
Finally, I give you the elevator speech. It's the one I give everybody. Why Nathan Kupski for school board?
You're not just electing me, but you're electing the community. I'm one that's going to react based on my constituents, based on the community's desires, and the direction the community wants to go. I'm going to try to pursue decisions based on what's best for the future of our school, what's best for the future of our community. I have a strong desire to be inclusive to everybody, but focus our energy on where we're going to get the biggest bang for our buck and focusing on educating our students first. Let's bring excellence back to Becker.